I'm from the 1900s.
And I just think you got to say it. Like, the world is so future now. And I feel in the way of it.
It's sports news skewered. The sports kebab.
All right, Jared, the stage is yours again.
All right, yes. As everybody loves. This is the sports kebab, but I do have to start by talking about some fun family news. As you know, a couple of weeks ago, I took my nephew, Bennett, to his very first NBA game. Thank you, Vince. When the Suns played the Pelicans, it was awesome. He'll remember it forever. Well, this week, I'm going to make a new sports memory. I was able to pull some strings, call in some favors. I was able to get two front row tickets to take him to his first ever viewing of the Tempe Landfill. Really looking forward
to it. Enjoy that, Ben.
Yes, it's every young
Stay
sports
away from
fan's
the cotton
dream.
Candy.
Yes, their very own dump in town. You can't wait. Though, to be fair, if you consider the recent team's ownership, the Tempe Landfill isn't the only Coyotes related thing that's completely full of crap. Because I would be remiss. I have to congratulate local billionaire Alex Morello on his acquisition of a fictional hypothetical hockey franchise that exists only in theory. The guy literally owns an NF team.
Wow.
I enjoyed that.
There's
one.
Nothing now, fungible about it.
The huge story this week is the franchise formerly known as the Arizona Coyotes is moving to Salt Lake City effective immediately, while former owner Alex Morello retains the Coyotes' name and logo and the ability to start a NHL franchise within 5 years here. I don't know what to think about all this, okay? Morel is very positive, but him saying that this is still an NHL town feels kind of like Oregon State telling everyone, no, we're still in the Pac-12. Don't worry. And maybe I'm being too harsh on Morel. The guy actually has really been a gift to the Valley sports scene. I'm sorry, grift. Grift is what I misread that. Now, of course, the Coyotes' current existence couldn't end without a little more shaking my head news. Because before their last game, legend Shane Doan was presented with his missing retired jersey, which had been left behind years ago in the Glendale Arena. This is crazy. How could this happen? How could Shane Doan not have this? I mean, everyone knows in his career, the only time Shane Doan didn't need to have his jersey was when the Stanley Cup Finals were going on. Now, at least Shane did get one last great moment with the franchise a couple weeks ago, getting to watch his son Josh's debut where he scored 2 goals. What a great moment for Shane, and especially for Josh. Seeing your father look at you with such pride and joy and respect is such a satisfying thing, I assume. So, I've heard. So now our hockey team goes to Salt Lake City, and people are there are hyped to get their second major pro franchise. Seriously, I haven't seen someone that excited for Utah to get two since Gary Busey was ordering meatball sandwiches in Point Break. Give me two, Utah. Now, since the Coyotes' name stays in Arizona, the Utah hockey team still doesn't have a name. Some are saying a frontrunner will be the Yeti. Have you heard that?
I have.
The Yeti, yeah, I don't get that. I mean, why have a team name for something that doesn't actually exist in Utah? But enough about the Jazz.
Yo!
But what I don't know is if the Coyotes' traditions will move to Salt Lake like they did when Winnipeg came to Phoenix. Because let's face it, what better crowd than Utah to pull off a whiteout? Because of the snow, of course.
Of course.
And Utah actually, you know, has more in common with us than most of us think, most of us know. Earlier, I mentioned the infamous Tempe Landfill. Well, Utah has its own giant pile of trash. They just call it the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. And this whole thing has hit everyone hard. Coyotes broadcasters were overcome and showing emotion. Matt McConnell was angry. Bob Heathouse was crying. Luke Lipinski, well, most normal people showed emotion. So that's it. They're gone. They're gone. They're done. No more hockey. This version of the Coyotes will not score again in Arizona, or as the Diamondbacks call it, innings 2 through 9. Yeah, the Diamondbacks are struggling a bit this year, especially on offense. I mean, I haven't seen someone look that awkward and gross trying to score since that Indiana reporter talking to Caitlin Clark.
Oh, my heart.
Yeah. Indiana journalist Greg Doyle is under fire for apparently hitting on Clark during a press conference where he imitated her two-handed heart motion thing, asked her to do it to him. It was weird and inappropriate, and he spent the rest of the week saying he's sorry. I mean, apologizing to a girl for looking like a dateless loser? Who does he think he is? Me in high school? But that's not even the biggest story, because the Suns are in the playoffs. And look, guys, I'm going to be positive now, okay? I believe the Suns are going to finally win a championship. And I believe the Diamondbacks will turn this season around. I believe the Cardinals will do great in the upcoming draft. And I believe the Coyotes will come back to town. I believe everything will finally go our way in Arizona sports. And if you believe that, I have a plot of land in North Scottsdale to sell you.
Yeah. Well done.
Jared Carlin, the Sports Kebab, every Friday at 9:30. You can follow him on Twitter / X @JarrettGC.